This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Indeed. It's the Independent Wrestling Podcast. I'm Mike. I'm back. I'm alone this week. Reg isn't here, but it's okay. Got a whole bunch of people here to talk to, so we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Haven't seen y'all for a few weeks. Last week, all four of us would have been here last week, but I've got three guests today, and I've got three herniated discs in my back. And last week, they were like, "Fuck all of you." But this
one disc per guest.
Yeah, exactly. but it's okay because again, you know, we made it here this week. Got everyone with me. I've got what I consider to be the next, you know, the next crop of hotness coming out of the Ottawa Gatineau scene. You know, everybody, you know, we know the Fresh Airs. We've seen that, you know, we've had them on here before. We have, you know, talked to Junior, talked to McCray, but there's a lot of other dope students at the Keep that are making their way around the Ontario scene and elsewhere. I think you guys got a little trip across the border coming up maybe, but yeah, we've got some friends from the Keep here. Trainwreck Alvin Turner, Hattie, Dexter Doom. Welcome to the show, guys. How y'all doing?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Fuck yeah.
I'm cool, dude. Thanks for having us. Oh, can we swear on here?
I think it's like, normally I think YouTube gets mad if it's like within the first 10 minutes, but I'm pretty sure I dropped one in like the first 60 seconds. So,
all right, I'll talk to you in 8 fucking minutes then.
You've already ripped that band-aid off. It's usually me who triggers that one, you know, immediately, and did it on the intro. Real happy. Yeah, how are you guys all doing today? Like, we were kind of talking before. You know, I've obviously seen you guys very recently. Took a trip up to C4 for Fighting Back, and got to see every single one of you wrestle. It was a good time.
It was. C4, well, Fighting Back specifically is always a good time. And Mike, it's always a pleasure to see you there. Because, you know, you and I will just start talking that hardcore. I brought you some nice little gifts there. Little Snoop Dogg pin. Little cannabis treasury there. But yeah, man, everything's all good. It's always nice to be, especially that show is like so great. And it's very, as many of you may know or may not know, like Evil Uno and Stu Grayson, they're really good friend. Frank, that's what Fighting Back is for. It's where I'll start because he passed away due to cancer. The cancer, raising money for cancer. This event's been going on like what? I think it's like 10 years, 11 years, something crazy like that. Raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. But just to kind of circle all back, it's like all of us from the Keep are there. We're all there predominantly. We're all on there doing something. Keep people are sprinkled throughout that whole entire card, all the way from the opening match to the Rumble to the main event this year with Fresh Air taking on Miracle Gen for those IWTV tag team titles that, boom, the boys brought it home to the Keep. So that's a real important one for us, especially the whole Ottawa area. I'm gonna speak for everyone and be like, it's super awesome to be on it, because if they disagree with me, they're gonna taste the back of my hand.
I definitely
agree with Dexter. Fighting Back is just special. I don't think there's like a bad vibe in that whole room, and especially what you know, what the C4 staff is able to accomplish for the 13th year, Dexter. But it's just, it's incredible. It's good vibes to have the Canadian Cancer Society there. Some of the best wrestlers from Canada, from the world, from wherever. It's just awesome. For me, it was officially my year wrestling. I debuted on the pre-show and I got to participate in the Rumble. So that was a special one for me. And just to see, you know, peers of mine, people like Junior and McCray, get that win and the IWTV tag team titles was it was the cherry on the sundae for sure.
Addy's not talking about his fighting back experience because his tag team partner eliminated him from the Rumble.
Whoa. Why you gotta bring up that stuff? We talked it out. Yeah. We blame Uno. It's Uno's fault.
Yeah.
I was an innocent bystander, just shocked. Yeah. What happened? Like,
yeah. Look,
Dexter is the real victim here.
Yeah, I get it. You were trying to kick your wrestle dad. You know, you kicked your wrestle bro instead. Shit happens. Shit happens. Shit happens.
Look, that's the past. We're looking forward to the future, and our future as a tag team in this scene is super bright.
Yeah, obviously Project 8100. You know, you guys have. You know, teaming together and also individually finding some success around, you know, Dexter, not always as Dexter necessarily as well.
He does kind of look like that hot dog guy a little
he
bit.
He does kind of look like the hot dog guy.
people keep telling me I look like this top dog Franklin Myers guy. Like, you know, probably a little bit right now because I'm wearing my glasses and he wears glasses. Just because we're two handsome guys that wear glasses and hats doesn't mean we're the same person, but I do like his stuff.
He's sort of like the Urkel and then like the sexy Urkel of wrestling, you know what I mean? Like,
Stefan.
Yeah, exactly.
Stefan Urkel.
Amazing. So in the chat here, Two Dark Swan. It's Alvin. Of course, he's going to let us swear to in every once in a while. Look, no shame or judgment here. You know, Alvin's he's got a potty mouth. He's a mouthy guy. That's you know, it's how he is. It doesn't matter.
Full transparency, I called Hattie before this and I was like, I'm gonna fuck this up like early on. And
Alvin has the tendency to go off rail a little bit from time to time, so I'm sure the audience is in for a good experience.
I want to be good today. I'm hanging with my action figures, sipping on an ice water. Yeah. I'm going to keep it as clean as possible.
He doesn't have the moniker train wreck for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering, it's like, do you hit like a train wreck? Is your life a train wreck? Are you just a train wreck?
Smack dab in the middle of both of those. Someone in this chat maybe fed me that name from a real life experience. Not that wrestling is not real life, but. That was coned by it wasn't given to me by Dexter Doom, it was given to me by the hot dog guy, but
quite possibly in a downtown adventure after during the weekend of Forbidden Door, and myself and James Stone are just looking at this guy going, what a train wreck. And sure
enough, went to a tiki bar. I couldn't decide a drink, so I said, all right, I think all of them will be sufficient for this evening, and the rest is history. I guess.
Oh no, you just did that. I'll try one of everything for the night.
And it was a vast menu. There's a lot going on, so I guess
that's always a bad idea, and that's probably one of the reasons I'm sober now.
I mean, fair enough.
Oh man, yeah. I feel bad for your stomach, honestly, just thinking about
it. A lot of sugar in those tiki drinks, that's for sure.
Every single one of them. Every single one of them.
100%. But I'm going to be good today. No fucking bullshit.
It's okay. Look, you're your own keeper.
Very true.
I did finally find out from Reg whether he'll be joining us today. He didn't realize it was Wednesday. He is in Bakersfield. So this, there was, Well, look, there was a I'm sorry, you guys. You got stuck with me. There was a tweet exchange we had a while ago where he was talking about his forgetfulness, and I kind of like jokingly was like, "Is this why I have to remind you who we have for guests sometimes?" And now I'm starting to feel like maybe it's like more truth than I thought it was, because he forgot it was Wednesday today. He's just not here, but it's okay. He knew I was gonna roast him anyway, because he had a he had a commentary announcement about today. Maybe I'll get to it.
Okay, sounds good.
You know, as someone who gets hit in the head a lot, I do feel for him, because you know sometimes it happens. Sometimes Tuesday is Wednesday. Sometimes Thursday is Wednesday. Sometimes Wednesday just isn't Wednesday, and that is what today is for him.
Oh my god!
I can't fault him in the slightest. You know, it's very commonly known we like to smoke a little bit around here. We've all forgot things, you know, many times in our lives, so it's all good. I'm notoriously bad memoried.
I'm notorious smoke a big bowl and I forget my dignity, so here.
Hey, you know, like it just happens like that sometimes. Okay, so something something I mentioned off the top, you all come out of a wonderful school in Ottawa, Ontario called
Keep. Very much, very much. We're very grateful. I'm very grateful. I can speak for everyone. We're all very grateful.
Yes. Tell me about the tanning bed at the Keep. This is maybe the first this is maybe the first wrestling school I have ever heard of that has their own tanning bed. Which
I didn't know we had one either.
They really are trying to make the stars of the future. You want to talk about a facility that has everything.
Pretty much, like we got a ring, we got a workout area, a washroom. Very important office space upstairs, and that tanning bed in the back locker room. And everyone that I tell people, I'm like, oh yeah, we got a tanning bed. They're like, excuse me? I'm like, yeah, Stu got a tanning bed. You have a tanning bed at your school? Yeah, you don't?
The craziest thing about the tanning bed in the locker room is like, and we'll follow it up with like a photo of the accessibility to this thing. But Stu, being the freak human being that he is, like, if you look at this tanning bed in this room, it makes no sense how it got in there. And furthermore, yeah, it makes no sense that he got it in there by himself. Like, it's not real life. I'm convinced he built it piece by piece, but he got the whole tanning bed through a normal-sized doorway into, like, you know, a small room, relatively small. Our locker room's not massive, but it doesn't make any sense. And I'm pretty grateful to that.
I know. Go ahead. He didn't do it by himself. And it came in two pieces.
No, I think he did it by himself. Stu probably did it spinning it.
You keep living in Alvin Turnerville, and Hattie and I will live in reality.
No, I think I might be on Alvin's side. It sounds.
I think he did it by
a common trend with Stu. It's a common trend with Stu.
That is all very true, but I'm fairly confident James helped him, because they were originally going to put it upstairs. You know, so our upstairs is very rickety. Like those, and like quick little backstory of the Keep and where the current Keep is. It is Keep number 2, actually, yeah. And it's just like a big giant. Kind of turn this way if you guys can see it. This is the entrance for it.
The storage, it's essentially like an industrial storage space.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was a big giant garage, empty, and Stu built the change room, the upstairs, the kitchenette, the stairs going up to it, because there's nothing Stu can't do. But those stairs maybe are not.
They're
safe for a human being's weight, but the weight of a tanning bed and trying to bring that thing upstairs, I'm like, there's no way.
Question also, would the second floor support the weight of the tanning bed?
Yeah, that would be fine. Okay. Like, I watched the whole construction of this. I was like, I'm the original Keep guy, I guess. I'm the very first class. Yeah, the very first graduating class from the Keep. Yeah. I was at the original Keep is where I did all my training. And then eventually we moved to this building about 4 years ago this month, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. No, maybe almost six. No, it's five. Sorry, it is five. 5 years ago, we moved here. So Stu took all this and just built everything. Quite amazing. And then continued to build it from the ground up from there. But circling back to that tanning bed. Yeah, originally it was going to go upstairs on those stairs, and that was not going to happen. So that's why it's in that our locker room that's now shrank to half the size, because there's a giant tanning bed in there.
Which Stu carried in by himself in one hand while drinking a protein shake in the other.
I hope
if we take
I hope you get heat with James for that.
It's much funnier for me to imagine, because I'm assuming we're talking about Scrapper, which James Stone.
Yeah.
Amazing fellow. But I'm in my head, I'm just picturing like a friend's couch down the stairs scenario of
pivot.
Stu and James just yelling pivot.
I think that was definitely one of the gym machines that Stu purchased that he had to get a U-Haul for us to bring in. It was just him and James bringing it up from some guy's basement. And I saw it in the truck. I'm like, I don't know how you guys did this. Definitely some pivots in that one.
I'm glad we got to bring up Scrapper, though, because I'd love if you could all like kind of maybe talk about him a bit. He's someone I reference on here quite often on the show as like a hidden gem of Canadian indie wrestling.
Yeah.
He's someone that, you know, if you go maybe, you know, like if you're in Ottawa, Montreal, you definitely know who he is. You know, further out in Ontario, he's still recognizable, but he feels very much like a Canadian hidden gem, especially up to our little region. But he's so important to, you know, just to what, you know, the goings on at the Keep and just the scene in general. I'd love if, you know, someone want to just say some stuff about James Stone?
I'll be the first one to say, like,
go ahead.
In general, the Keep were absolutely blessed with the training and the coaches that we have, like between Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, Cecil Nix, MVP, especially James Stone, someone who I don't think people clock in just how valuable he is and the mind that he has for wrestling. Just the little details that he shows us, just the pivoting and the footwork and everything like that. It's incredible the amount of knowledge that he's been able to amass over the time on the independents, especially in the Quebec and Ontario scene. And we're completely, completely blessed to have him. It's especially his classes, which I think particularly most Wednesdays, has been pivotal for all of our success, really, because we've just been able to elevate ourselves just off of his, you know, we're lucky because every single person kind of brings a little bit of a piece to the table. And I mean, he hits like a truck. He's incredible. So there's no one better to go. There's no one better to go to for when you want to throw a good mean punch to the face than James Stone. We call him the Scrapper for a reason, don't we?
100%. I'll do a disclaimer here. He's gonna hate that we're talking so nicely about him.
Oh, 100%.
He hates compliments. Oh, he hates it. But what, like, just adding to what Hattie said, like, is Wednesday classes, like, every single one of us has good punches because of James.
100%.
Like, now James can do everything. I've seen the guy do lion salts, like, and it's actually a really cool one because he kind of does like a frog splash looking thing when he does his moon salts. Probably never going to bust it out. Maybe he will because I mentioned it just now and how awesome it looks. He can do everything. His psychology is great. He's solid in the ring, but it's really the strikes, the quality of striking we all have. And that's just not just the three of us, but everyone that trains at the Keep. A big main focus. He's always there to give advice. He's always there he watches our matches without asking, which is awesome because sometimes, you know, we forget. We're in the moment. He's always more than happy to come and help us out in planning matches, which is really important on those shows that you're, you know, maybe you're not wrestling someone that you're used to and kind of need that, get that uncle's advice, you know, the rad uncle that sits in the back that feeds you beer, right? So So that's always good. And he's getting more and more involved in the scene. Like, my second match was against James, and I took his pile driver, and I didn't blink an eye at it because I knew James was going to take care of me. Plain and simple. And, like, although, you know, he's hit me so hard, I bit a piece of my tongue off before. That, you know, it happens. Happens.
If he hears one thing from this, he's going to be like, let it go, Dexter, let
probably.
It go.
Probably. He probably will say, you really need to let that go. But no, I'm not. I grew back. It's fine.
I love that we got this. We got so many nice things about him because he is, like, Every time I try to give him compliments, he's just like,
he
hates him. He hates him. So this is that.
I mean, perfect example, James Stone. If you go, when we finish this interview, go watch James versus Josh Alexander at the most recent Fighting Back. Like, the guy can hang, he can throw strikes. He's great. James too. It's not just like, it's not always about like, how do you do something in wrestling, but why and when? And that's something that our trainers are really adamant about, is the whys and the whens. How is, okay, the mechanics of a move, this and that, fine, but how, when, why, where, all of that. And I think he's a genius when it comes to that stuff.
Absolutely. Total ass beater. My honestly, like, for me, something I love, something I love watching is Scrapper wrestle small wrestlers, like high flyers. He's such an underrated base for flippy dudes.
Exactly. Actually, his Francesco, match against Alexia,
Francesco Akira, his match with him like last year at I think it was like C4, like the season, the first time I got up there, whenever I was up there last September, when you wrestled Francesco Akira from New Japan. I was like, oh yeah, Scrapper and the Flippy Dudes is always a great combo.
His match against Alexia Nicole for the C4 Underground title,
yeah,
awesome. It was awesome.
Hell yeah. No, you're blessed with obviously fantastic tools. You know, I've talked about the Keep a lot, obviously, with Junior and McCray, who both came out of there and are finding, you know, quite a bit of success. See you all though, kind of, you know, following those footsteps to a lot of the same places. I know you're all taking part, I believe, in ISW coming up, right?
Yep.
Hattie's going down to the States, and then the three of us will be on the October show as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're going down to you're wrestling on Sean Henderson's show this week, right?
Yeah, I'm doing Sean Henderson Presents. I believe the event is called Can't Rain All Day.
Nice.
Yeah.
It can't rain all the time. Year.
No, I think it's all the time. Yeah, you're right. It is all the time. Anyways, the most important part, New Jersey at the Mecca, live on IWTV. We'll see if my opponent shows up. I have no clue what's going on here. Apparently, he, you know, broke his pinky toe or something like that. So he's been crying about it all week, I heard. So we're trying to figure things out right now. I think he's just trying to run away from me and hide the title. This is the first time a legitimate threat's been in front of him, and then this is a new excuse that comes up. Like, fuck this, man. Just spare me the crying and the tee-heeing and the whatever the fuck. Just give me the title and we'll move on.
Are you gonna go down to the States with Hattie, Alvin?
I won't be on this one. No. I'm going to spare the car my nonsense for this trip. I went down on the most recent one, and I was like, I'll give him a break this time. But no, I'm taking a little vacay coming up this week. I'm going to Disney World because it's my favorite place on earth, and I love it. So I'm going to go do that. But I'll be watching. Hattie's also on Wrestling Open on Thursday. So
yeah, no light beers at Kowloon?
No, listen, eventually – John Cena and I, we're gonna face off at Kowloon. I'll have to forward you some of the AI written stories about Roch and I's fist fights with John Cena at Kowloon.
Oh my god!
That story has created a life of its own. But I really, I guess that night I really did want to fight John Cena because he ordered a light beer, and I stand by it.
Is there something against? Do you have something against light beer or John Cena?
truthfully, to be honest, the last the last beer I had was a light beer. I don't know. I was just on one that night, I think.
Too many sugary tiki drinks.
Yeah, I was like a kid in a candy store.
And, full of alcohol. Yeah.
But I stand by what I said. I will fight John Cena at Calum. So,
I mean, his last year's coming up, so I think you should act pretty quick.
It's a part of the farewell tour. We're still we're negotiating that. But...
Right. Cool.
maybe I get a one off with him or something after that contract's done. You know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If it's gonna happen, I want it to happen at Interspecies Wrestling. I won't do it anywhere else. We're in negotiations. We'll see how it goes.
There's a lot of like weird shit that I think of in my head, and I'm like, there's nowhere this could happen. And I'm like, actually, maybe Interspecies Wrestling is like the place.
For sure.
It's like the bizarro world of wrestling, but also like great wrestling, but the weirdest shit, you know.
I love it.
Dexter can't even really talk about Interspecies Wrestling because Dexter doesn't really wrestle at Interspecies Wrestling. Franklin Myers.
One time I wrestled once at Interspecies Wrestling. They got my number. They keep booking guys that look like me, so I don't understand why they just don't book me. But things I saw from that guy, though, he truly is the top dog.
I have so many questions about Franklin Myers.
Fire away. I can speak.
He's a
more.
Man of mystery. Yeah, he'll text him.
Yeah. The double duty of it all. You know, what brought forth the desire to want to be a wrestling hot dog vendor?
Well, this actually kind of is funny. It rolls into some keep lore. So back in my training class, we had a guy training with us who thought, let's just say he thought he was better than he was. And so when he stopped training, he reached out to me and was like, oh, I'm quitting. So now you're the top dog of the class. So obviously I come to training, I see Evil Uno, and I'm like, hey, this guy sent me a message that he's quitting. And he said, like, now I'm the top dog. And so myself and Evil Uno and the rest of the guys from my class, we started like laughing about this. And this is like the first incarnation of mystery wrestling happened there. And so we just kind of thought of this like, oh, you know, you should be a hot dog vendor guy and sell hot dogs at mystery wrestling. And we'll call you the top dog. So I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm down. This is hilarious. Like, I kind of want this to happen. And then, you know, obviously pandemic happens, everything shuts down. But lo and behold, I become friends with Roch running ISW. So I start pitching him this idea of like, hey, I got this like other character that, you know, this guy I know wants to do this character, but and he's called the Top Dog and he's a hot dog vendor. I think it work really well for ISW because all my trainers all had ISW gimmicks. They all wrestled there as someone else. So I wanted to do that as well. And then Franklin Myers just came up with like, oh, Frank, like, you know, Frank Dogs, like people call him Ballpark Frank. So Frank's going to be his name. And then, oh, let's just make a little backstory. He's the heir to the Myers family fortune. But, you know, he wanted to go a different route and get into wrestling, so his parents banned him to Coney Island to live underneath the pier and sell hot dogs just to make ends meet to pursue his wrestling career. I thought all this backstory for him.
And then look, sometimes what'll end up happening is he'll team up with Cecil Nix in a hot dog suit to wrestle Eli Surge and a Sasquatch in a pool noodle weapons death match and have one of I've never laughed so hard watching professional wrestling in my entire life until this outside of the, like you,
this outside moment, of that shirt. Yeah, that
this
incident.
Moment on my shirt and the pool noodle death match are the two hardest times I have ever laughed at wrestling. But also, like, I'm watching it and I'm like, this isn't like I'm not laughing because it's like dog shit bad. It's like, how is this fucking good? Given the silliness of everything that's happening right now, like all of it is, I don't know. Mystery wrestling is a beautiful place, honestly.
It is. And like, thank God I was on hard cam side and my back was turned to it during the paddle to the head incident with Sasquatch there. Who would have thought how good Sasquatch is at selling, like, just going full board. Sasquatch is the man. I'm sitting there, I'm dying laughing, and I'm glad the camera couldn't pick it up because I was having a hard time being in said match going like, this is the most ridiculous thing ever, and it's hilarious. And I'm seeing the whole entire crowd just laughing, and it's like, man, we kind of got something. And when I was asked, like, who do you want your hot dog to be? And I was given a list of names, and I was like, Cecil, right away. Cecil, it's got to be Cecil. Like, it's going to be no one else.
Another one of those, like, goddamn, I don't know how more people don't, like, I want everybody to know who Cecil Nix is, you know? Like,
well, now we're going to pump the tires of another guy that also hates compliments, but I think we all got, like, hates something good to say about him.
He probably hates them more than James does.
Oh, yeah. Good. Good. Let's just rain them down on Cecil, you genius.
Hattie's about to have an aneurysm here. What do you got to say?
Well, it's kind of close in terms of, like, how well they take compliments or how well they don't take compliments, but Cecil is incredible because he never holds back. If we suck, he will tell us. And it's the kind of, I think there's a lot of kind of like false confidence in wrestling sometimes because of like ego. And I think humility in professional wrestling is a lost art. Humility is something that's completely out the window. There is no way you cannot enter the Keep facility and walk out humble, not with any of our trainers or coaches, and especially if you're standing in front of Cecil. And dare you think you know anything, this man will teach you from front to back, back to front, on how to do anything in this business. And if you can't take anything out of that experience with him, well, good luck. Go find something else to do. Maybe go knitting or freaking... go to like a finger painting.
Knitting. That, you know? Knitting.
It's whatever. Very, very well said, Hattie. And you know, hey, I don't mind a good crochet here and there. Jeez, man. But
no disrespect for the people that crochet, knit, or do whatever. But
I definitely didn't just pull a crochet hook off of my bedside table right now.
But you're absolutely right, Hattie. Like Curtis or Cecil is one of those people that are just absolutely amazing. I'm so fortunate, like probably just like everyone else. It took me like 2 years to realize he actually did like me.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
He's a hard sell, man. He's a hard sell, but he's blunt, honest, and the honesty is greatly appreciated. Like, so like you can't get your hand held in wrestling. The amount of stuff he has taught me, like, you got to earn the comeback. It has to make sense. There's a story throughout everything. He's truly the suplex machine.
Yeah,
and man, like suplexes is a thing. During lockdown, we had that such long period of time off. He and I would train just him and myself before everything got going in. And he gave me basic training again before everyone else came back. Like, I'm so in debt to Cecil Nix in regards to my wrestling and my ability in the ring. I told my mom on my 40th birthday that with my arm around Cecil going, the only reason I'm ever good at wrestling is because of this guy. And he's like, don't put that on me.
I just want to add one more to this. Just how committed Cecil is to all of our success. Classes at the Keep go from Monday to Thursday. And usually that's because we got shows usually on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. But there was a period of time where a bunch of us were kind of a little bit stagnant and plateauing. And Cecil noticed that. So he opened up, I believe, either a Saturday or Sunday, depending on people's availability. And he would show up and do basic training all over again for all of us. This is a guy that, you know, works hard endlessly. But he took time out of his weekend, away from family, friends, whatever he wanted to do, to teach us and make us better. We owe this guy everything. Everything we can to try our best. And that just doesn't just go to him. That goes to James. That goes to MVP. That goes to Stu. That goes to Evil Uno. It goes to all of them. We owe them everything. We owe them our best effort. And that's 100%.
I 100% agree. Like, that's what we owe them, is our best efforts. So every time I get out there, I want to put forth my best efforts to show everyone that, like, I love that I come from the Keep. I love that I got trained here. I love all my trainers. So I want to put on the best show I possibly can. So people be like, oh man, these guys from the Keep friggin' rule. I'd be like, yeah, because we got great trainers and it's time to show it.
Honestly, it's something I noticed coming out.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There, though, like, you know, I don't get to spend constant amount of time out in Ottawa, so like I kind of just get splashes of it as I get out there. But the community of you know, like everyone who's doing like crew work or you know, like pre-show work, or you know, is on the main, you know, on the main card at like a C4 show, which is, you know, the bulk of my experience out there. I haven't had the pleasure of going like Mystery or Lit Zero set yet, unfortunately. But you know, like, I go to
bucket list.
Yeah. You know, oh, they are, honestly. Look, if I
while you're at it, shout outs to Acclaim Pro Wrestling as well. Acclaim Pro Wrestling.
Oh yeah,
very, very well, and their shows are 100%, 150% worth being on that list as well. I just wanted to add that.
Yeah,
they're another place out in the Ottawa Gatineau area. They're like, those are, you know, like the, some other places I'd love to get out to check out just to, you know,
It's a fun night at the matches for sure. When you come to Acclaim.
Yeah. Acclaim. And that's the big one that we mostly all get our start at.
Yeah.
To be like main show participants is Acclaim.
Yeah. Okay. All right, perfect. I definitely need to get there. Yeah, I see a lot of their, you know, I see a lot of their match announcements. A lot of, you know, obviously a lot of homies and mutual friends happen to work there quite often, yourselves included. So like, I always am seeing, you know, match announcements and graphics and stuff, and I'm like, damn, this just looks like another kind of show that I'd be very happy to go out to. But again, like the community and the you know, the tight-knit like aspect of everybody kind of everybody just seems to want to like help each other out there. Not you know, I see a lot of like camaraderie and people uplifting each other there. It's really refreshing and nice.
Yeah.
We are incredibly lucky to have the scene we have and the people we have and the fans we have, the regulars, the people that check it out for the first time, be it Acclaim, C4, Mystery, Loot Zero Set, and then that turns them into wrestling fans. And you see that same person 2 months down the line in a wrestling shirt of, you know, a traveling wrestler or something, and just supporting the scene. We're really lucky, and it's a cool thing to be a small part of for sure. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good wrestling in Ottawa. We're at a point where I think Ottawa's probably, I think, honestly, Ottawa doesn't get enough credit for being such a good wrestling town. Like, you always hear about Toronto and Montreal and all this stuff. Like, man, like, we have so many good promotions here. We have so many good talent coming out of here that, like, honestly, people need to put more respect on Ottawa's name. It's not just the C4s and the Mysteries and whatever. There's so much that goes on here. We have Remix Wrestling. We got C4 and Mystery. We got Loot Zero Set. What else we got? Am I missing anyone else? Acclaim as well. Right. Like
OWA.
OWA as well, too.
OWA is around.
Yeah, PCW just started running. There's the old other guy, no federation, GPW. Like, there's like seven promotions in the area, and the vast majority of them the Keep is a big part of them. And like our scene is like, no, everyone wants to be here. Everyone wants to be part of the scene. They don't just want to be seen. Like everyone's looking for the camaraderie. Like this is my scene. This is where, like, I love it. Like I go and pick up the truck and go get the ring, and yeah, I can be a little grumpy, but it's because I love it. I love it because I wanted to get done. I wanted to be efficient. Like that's just the type of person I am. But I do this, and I do it without complaining too much because I just love it. I just love doing it, and I love hanging out with the fellas. Now, mind you, if it's like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, we're all shaking hands to leave the Keep. It's like, guys, I just want to go home. Let's just go. But in that morning, when I'm driving to pick up that U-Haul truck, I got tunes blasting. I'm happy. I'm like, it's a wrestling day. I'm going to be here for 12 hours with my homies. And we're all going to have fun. We're all going to hopefully make a little money, make some people's days, do some cool stuff in the ring, and then party on after. Like, what can be better? Yeah. I don't know.
To touch on what Dexter just said, and it will add another name to the list of people from the Keep that hate compliments, but I'm going to point one in Dexter's direction right now. Coming in and seeing, like, Dexter not only taught us how to, you know, participate in the scene, but what is the standard of a student at the Keep? What work should you put into wrestling to get something back? What, you know what I mean? So we can, I'll deal with grumpy Dexter at the truck, because I know when next week I'm having my anxiety wrestling film, but when I know he's there, I know he's got my back. He works hard. He supports the others. He encourages the new students. He, you know, spreads the gospel of the school to people that have even just an intrigue in wrestling. So I know he hates compliments, and it's almost like his screen's froze because he doesn't want to react to what I'm saying. But truthfully, he is a tremendous dude, and the truck, the everything, he sets the bar for how hard someone from the Keep should work.
I don't know why you think I don't like compliments. Like, I love compliments. So, Hattie, it's your turn. Go ahead. Just keep them coming. Like, my tires need to... I want to be rolling on a monster truck after I leave here.
Oh, no. Yeah, actually, we're going to do this. Go ahead, Hattie. Yeah, Hattie, say something nice about Dexter.
There's one thing that I could say about Dexter, or something that he's shown me. It's that nothing, and it's such a cliche, but it's so true in professional wrestling, and especially on the independent. You do not deserve anything. You earn fucking everything. You earn everything from the moment you get to the Keep and you're breaking down the ring to go and put it in the truck, to drive it to whatever part of the town that we're going to host the show, to put the ring up, to set the chairs up, to then work the show and then finish up the show and break the ring down, put it back in the truck, drive it to the Keep. We're not getting home till 2 a.m. in the morning. Every single person who does that is not doing it just because it is also a very thankless job. It can be a very thankless job, but it's a very necessary thing that he's shown me in order for people to see how dedicated you are. Everyone wants, he said this to me, and I will never forget this. Everyone wants to be, everyone wants to play a wrestler, but no one wants to be a wrestler. And that's the most important thing. Everyone wants to play. No one wants to actually do the job. And the job is 100% commitment and just 100% right attitude towards it. Everything is earned.
Yep, that is the example I've tried to set from day one, because that's just what I got taught.
Look at how crazy good in shape he's in now.
Like, he's the second person that can carry a tanning bed by himself. I don't believe anyone else can do that. I would put him on that list.
You want to talk about someone who's got the odds stacked against him. Like, sorry, I'm about to spoiler alert, Dexter. You're a little bit old now, okay?
I am 43.
Yeah, like for someone to get into the professional
wrestling. I refuse to believe you're 43, though, bro. That's crazy. No, crazy. Please don't. You don't put your ID. Don't dox yourself on camera.
She's gray ass hair, like,
yeah.
I just for someone to get into the professional wrestling industry at a late stage and put the amount of effort that he puts in is probably the most, like, uncomprehensible thing ever. And if he can do it and have no excuse at all, not a single person who walked into the Keep can complain or say otherwise. That's the bar that's been set, and that's the bar that we're going to keep trying to reach. And it's the examples that he was set by our trainers, Evil Uno, James Stone, Stu Grayson, Cecil Nix, MVP. Like, this isn't revolutionary. This has been the blueprint from the start, and everyone just needs to kind of follow along.
Okay, now Dexter, you got to say something nice back to each of them, just because, you know, it's only fair. You gotta throw something nice back to each.
Oh, of course. Well, luckily for you, I actually kind of thought about this prior, because there's many nice things. Well, it's just like what to choose from. There's so many of them. Like good old Alvin Turner up there. Like the kid's got the gift of gab, and that's not just in the ring. That's like everywhere. Like the self-promotion aspect that this kid has, it's amazing. To the point I'm like, man, I could just start copying him, because that's where I lack, is like promoting myself. But he has no problem. He'll go up and talk to anyone. He'll get in there. He'll wheel and deal. Like, it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing to see. And then he'll translate it into the ring. And then as well, like, he's so self-aware of himself. He'll reach out when he needs help. And like, people that don't reach out when they need help, like, that's such a hindrance. So I'm saying this, like, it is a compliment. In my mind, it's a compliment. People that ask for help, you're going to get help. So it's amazing, and I love it. And it makes me appreciate him, and, like, it shows me, like, his effort that he's putting into this as well, right? And then, like, just the way he, like, acts about it, like, he's always looking to help the scene. He's always looking, because he comes from a background of, like, music, and, like, he has his own connections and whatnot, and he's brought those all into wrestling to make wrestling bigger in Ottawa. Like, he's not just here to be seen. He's here to expand the scene. And he wants it to be as big as possible. And so all of this stuff that he learned from elsewhere, he's translated here, and he gets in there. And you know what? He's got one hell of a super kick. One hell of a super kick. I can't deny that. Sorry, Kudo, I'm not going to listen to you. And then... what? And then my Habibi.
Oh, stop it.
My tag team partner. The guy that I got thrown into a tag team, and it just started happening. And when it started happening, it just started clicking. Like, this guy essentially is just like me. He's just, you know, half my age. Which is awesome for him, because we both have the exact same mindset. We both train really hard. We do other things too. We both do Brazilian jiu-jitsu. We're both working out. We're all, everything that we do, like everything Hattie does outside of wrestling, is all for wrestling. Like, it is, it's just wrestling. And like, the guy went down to Gulag school and trained for like 12 hours during Ramadan, and he's friggin' doing his fasting. And I'm like, how are you not falling over? And his response to me, as he's like texting me all about this stuff, he's like, I just love it. I just love this. I love this so much. Like, the guy oozes like effort. And also is quite handsome, just saying. He smells like a million bucks, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, fucker smells good.
Oh, dude. Every
There's
time
only
I see
one other person that smells just as good as me, maybe. Alvin Turner, he's got a pretty sick collection himself.
That's true.
Every time I see Hattie, if he's not like dressed to wrestle, he smells good, and he's got a dope fit on every single time I see
every
him.
Time. Yeah, I love it. So that's what, like, I love tagging with him. His strengths are my weaknesses, and my strengths are his weaknesses, and it just complements, and we learn from each other, and it's gonna gel, and we're going to keep pursuing on. It'll be a year in October since we got thrown together, and it just keeps going.
Dude, and what a year it's been.
Yeah. We've got some cool stuff.
We've gotten to wrestle Stu Grayson and Evil Uno. We've gotten to wrestle Violence Forever, which was a crazy, crazy
right?
Because we didn't even see this one coming. We didn't
We got a win over Fresh Air. We got a W over Fresh Air.
I'm just saying, IWTV.
Throw it out there.
I don't know if they like me anymore. So
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't know if IWTV's watching. I don't know if they like me anymore.
But you know what? Maybe Fresh Air will be watching, and they'll give us that match that we're kind of looking for. But
yeah. I hope. Hey, you know, you gotta win over them. That's kind of how that usually works, right?
It kind of works.
I'm just gonna say this: if you're a promoter watching this right now, just book Hattie and Dexter Doom. Like, honest to God, they'll work hard. They'll whatever. They'll fill a car, hopefully with my dumbass in it. But just book them because they're literally the hardest working guys from the Keep. Like, anyone who is from the Keep that says they work harder than either Hattie or Chuck, except for shout out to our boy Jason Exile, another very, very hardworking person. But book them, they'll work hard.
You know what? I just saw that Gabriel Floyd kid walk into the Keep just now. So you can't take it away from Gabriel Floyd, Mr. Quebec himself, tearing it up in the Quebec Indies. We're three guys that maybe got a little more noise than the others, but there's so many other guys. Like you said, Jason XL, Gabriel Floyd, Xander O'Ryan.
I was just about to say, Xander's someone I've had some great chats with every time I come out that way. And
isn't he handsome too? Jeez Louise.
You can do your laundry on his stomach.
The dreamiest dude. Also, crazy back piece. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. A great ass on him too.
Yeah. But you know, we can't
talk about his tattoo. His tattoo, Alvin.
But we can't forget about KJ Swade as well.
Yes.
Another good up-and-comer coming out of the Keep. Then there's a couple other guys that still have yet to debut that are still trainees. Like, that London Lightning's got a younger brother. So,
what?
Just saying. Watch out.
Is he freakishly athletic as London?
They're both fucked. Like, if they're not even human beings.
Are they?
It's unfair.
London Lightning is like.
And shout out, we got Hard Cam too, who has my favorite fucking wrestling name.
Oh, we got Hard Cam.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard Cam.
Yes.
Hard Cam. Yes. Younger brother of Thomas LeDuc.
Yes. So, there is a wrestler out of the Keep whose name is Hard Cam. And let me tell you how bad I need to see him wrestle Psycho Mike.
Dude, he goes hard. He goes.
He's working hard cam on hard cam.
So the way I've always seen it happening. This is me peeling back my. You know what? Here, if a promoter is listening, here's a free one for you. I think this is maybe my shot at getting into creative. I just want to see Psycho.
Please.
I want to see Psycho Mike wrestling somebody else, and he's doing his work the hard cam, and then I want to see. I wanted to hear music hit and then Hard Cam come out of the back like, oh, yeah, motherfucker. You know, like, you've been calling me out for years. You want to work me?
I'm into it. That's
Mystery Wrestling. You know where it came from.
Yeah, Mystery Wrestling 10 is next, not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. Yeah, I'm literally going to sneak off at Disney World so I can watch it because I've never missed one yet. So
look, I don't know what is happening at the next Mystery Wrestling because it's fucking Mystery Wrestling. That's the whole point. I know RJ City's on commentary with Evil Uno. I don't even know if there's anyone else that's really been announced for it.
Microman.
Oh yes, that's right. Microman's going to be there. Amazing. Yeah. The only other thing I was told is I was talking to Cecil. Shout out again. Wonderful shirt. You know, amazing, great design. Whoever did that.
Are we allowed to say what's about to be said?
No. See, that's the thing.
I don't think you should.
No, all I know is he said he's got the craziest shit he's ever thought of that he's
every show though.
And that's fine that he says that and he's allowed to say it because every show he backs it up with some shit that just puts me on the floor laughing but also going like this is why I love professional wrestling.
I got to live out my my two faces of fully dream because of that dude, so I'm forever grateful for that.
There you go. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No. It, one of the, what, you know, great experience. I got to get out there. I got
to
get out.
Dude, we'd love to have you. You can stay at my house.
If you're driving out from my area, you know,
pick them up.
Just DM me.
Just saying, the next one, what you could do, if it possible, Acclaim is running on the Saturday and Mystery is on the Sunday, where you're going to see at Acclaim the glorious team of NBA, myself, Hattie, and MVP in a six-man tag, and then whatever happens at Mystery the next night. So
who knows? Yeah,
I want to see Dexter Doom versus Stu Grayson in a tanning bed relay race. Whoever can take it from one point, that's a mystery match I'd like to see.
He's already got me beat. And do I get a head start? Two tanning bed length?
No, I just want to see you get your ass kicked by Stu again.
That's already on film. You can rewatch it at any time.
Brilliant. Where can people find that?
That would be on YouTube.
Remix Wrestling.
All right.
I think they might have it on the IWTV now. Who knows? But watch it. It's a great match.
If they do have their back shows, then yes. But I do believe it is. The whole match is posted on YouTube.
Excellent. As we approach the 1 hour mark, while we're talking about where to find that match, where can people find you guys all coming up? We'll go around the horn. We'll just go clockwise. We'll start at Alvin.
I'm going to be chilling for most of September. I will be on Interspecies Wrestling in October. Shout out to Mike Roach. I just had to drop his name before we finish up. I love absolutely you, Mike. Love that human being. I am so grateful that that person exists. I'll be there. I got some stuff in the works that hasn't been just announced yet, but I got some cool shit coming. I'm just going to just hang out for a bit, and then end of September we'll be back rocking and rolling and hopefully pissing some people off.
Hell yeah. Hattie?
Man, I would say even just for Dexter and I, we got a pretty busy month ahead of us. But in the next few days, I'll be on Wrestling Open tomorrow night. It's going to be me and Fresher tagging in a six-man tag against Big City and Big Business, I believe their names are. Whatever, we're going to beat them. It's great. And then I'll be in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey at the Mecca on Friday. It's going to be me. And if Jeff Cannonball grows a pair and shows up and hands me that title, I'm not asking for too much.
Tune in to see Hattie get beat to death by a bottle of soda is what I think might happen the way he's talking.
Shut up. No. We're not doing this here. I'm talking straight down the pipe right now. I've been preparing for this match. This is the second championship match that I'm ever going to be in at this point in my career. And this result isn't going to go like the first time. I'm going to go and walk in to the Mecca, and I'm going to walk out with the title. Whether Jeff wants it or not, it's going to happen. There's two options. Either you fight me or you hand that title over to me. As simple as that. So we'll see what happens this Friday. IWTV. Sean Henderson presents. Be there. Watch it.
Yeah, I don't know what I was trying to do there with my hands. I was trying to point at Hattie and giving him the thumbs up with the reverse screen. But anyways, digressing here. Where you're going to find me coming up, Acclaim Pro Wrestling, then followed by maybe at Mystery? Who knows? We'll find out at Mystery. C4 Remix Wrestling, Summit de Lute, all in September. Tagging with Hattie, Project 8100. We're going to take over. That is the goal. We're going for gold. Oh, sorry, OWA as well. I'll be in early October. That's pretty much off the top of my head. Got to look at my calendar on my kitchen wall for all the other dates, but sorry for anyone if I missed you.
And if anyone's listening to this and wants to catch wherever we are, everyone can kind of see our social media handles here, at Trainwreck Alvin Turner, at DH Dexter Doom, at Hattie ENT. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and you'll be able to keep in touch with everything that we're doing.
Yeah.
Yes, follow the social medias. Boys, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me.
Dude, thank you for having us, man. It's been fun hanging out and having some laughs with some cool dudes.
As for myself, I don't know what I've got coming up. I don't know. I haven't looked at my calendar. I don't know where I'm going to be at. But follow me on the socials. next Wednesday. I'll be here. Hopefully Reggie's here. We'll see if he can remember what day it is, you know, coming up. Do also please go down to the video description, and there is a GoFundMe down there, and that is to support Sue Young, who is recovering from a very, very reckless chair throw to her face, which left her with a bunch of facial injuries, all sorts of fractures and shit, and not able to take bookings right now or work. So, you know, please, if you can go to the GoFundMe there that Faye Jackson's organized and show some support.
I had the pleasure of driving Sue around on one of our mystery dates. She is honestly just a tremendous worker and a very, very kind and sweet human. So we all wish her the best. And yeah, please go donate to her, because she was nothing but an amazing person. You meet all sorts of different people in wrestling, and she blew me away with her kindness. So support her 150,000,000%.
Yeah.
She is the gem of an undead person.
Yeah. I don't eat chicken wings with just anyone. And and here's the thing. We had the pleasure of having, who was with us? It was Joey Janela was there.
Janela, Gringo,
and Gravity.
Gravity, Sue Young, and of course Mike Roch.
What a posse. I'd have loved to be a fly on the wall in that establishment.
Dude, you can tell when the server walked up, she's like, what the fuck is going on? Who are these people and where did they come from?
Couldn't end on a better note there. Hit the GoFundMe, support Sue Young. Peace and love. We'll see you next week.
Peace. Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.